After Paul, I've known the Lord, followed him, written many epistles, done many great and mighty things all around the place. He wrote this, that I may know you. The time you get to in your Christian life and you think you know, you become nothing. There must always be a hunger and a thirst to know God more and more. There must be a thirst and a hunger to know him more. If there's any prayer you have to pray as a Christian, almost every time, is that I may know you. Can we lift our hands to him and say that I may know you? That I may know you. That I may know you, Lord. That I may know you. That I may know you. That I may know you. That I may know you, Lord. Help me to know you more. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name. John 17:3. The light. No one beside you.
Let me know you.
Let me know you more and more.
When I know you.
When I know you. I want to
say no love.
No love outside you.
Jesus, no one.
No one beside you.
Let me know you
more and more.
Because I know when I know you.
When I know you.
I'll find me. Hey, no lie.
No lie. Outside you.
Hey, no one.
No one. Beside you.
Let me know you.
Let me know you.
John 17:3.
Can the whole church read together? 1, 2, go. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Your life is dependent on knowing him.
Let me know you more and more.
When I know you, I'll find me.
Let me know you.
Let me know you more and more.
When I know you.
When I know you, I'll find me.
Let me know you. I know
you, I'll find me.
Everything you are looking for is hidden in knowing God. Everything, every prayer request, your answer to your prayers is hidden in knowing God.
When I know you,
when I know you, I'll find me.
Nobody stays afar and knows another person. Knowing somebody comes at a cost. Knowing something comes at a cost. We thank him. Lift your two hands to him. And let's just say that I may know you. Lord, that I may know you. That I may know you. My people perish for lack of knowing. My people perish for lack of knowing. Let me know you, Lord. We thank you. We glorify your name. We bless you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Thank you, choir. You can have your seat. Today is the last Sunday of the month. Can we take two testimonies quickly?
Praise the Lord! I am here today to testify the goodness of the Lord in my life. On my way to Onitsha, I and my mom had an accident. It was really bad, but I saw the hand of the Paracletos. Hallelujah! He was there all through, and they said my mom had a fractured rib and she could not walk. But there was a time when I shouted Jesus and I saw miracles. I am here to return all the glory to God. I am alive today. I was in the hospital and I witnessed a lot of people die. I don't know, if you've not been to the hospital this month, this year, please just raise your hand and say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
because
Jesus.
God is faithful. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank Praise you. The Lord. It's not easy at this time of COVID that you have to be sending thousands of naira to your family out there. And sometimes I get confused. How do I get this money? But I have been praying, and in every situation I see God's hand lifting me up, bringing those monies where I don't even expect them. So I give God all the glory.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Sometime early this month, around the 6th of this month, I was called from my village that I have to come and see my father, who was sick. It was like, come and see him before he would die. He's about 80-something years old, 85 years old. But I remember that day, it was on a Saturday. So on a Sunday, I came to church, and it was the Holy Communion time, Sunday. So I picked the two communion, one for myself and one for my father. I had a conviction in me, and thank God for the service we're taking now on the Holy Spirit. I had a conviction in me that if I get home, he's going to be healed. It was bedridden. I mean, it was stroke. Had total stroke. By the time I got home, I saw him. In fact, they were changing papers on him. He could not even move on the bed. The next morning I woke up, I prayed. I had very serious communion with the Holy Spirit. I went and ministered that same communion we took here. I gave it to him. You will not believe it. The next day, my father woke up strong and was walking. He is walking till today. He is walking till today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. I glorify your holy name. You are worthy of all our praises. Jehovah, you are God. Today is my birthday. And I'm retiring. Jehovah will bless your holy name. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for the children. Thank you for this church, O Lord. I worship you, Lord. Father, it's only you, O. It's only you. Father, I thank you. Just receive all praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Papa.
I never knew
you would
come this way. I never knew
you would come this way.
I never knew
you would come this way.
You would come this way.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want to thank God for protection from accidents, deliverance from the effect of accidents. We want to thank God for the life of Rafiku, whose wife and child are abroad and studying, and you know the dollar fluctuation, sending money. You will not understand. Some don't understand some things. But we thank God for the provision. Some have people that are 60 years old, they are sick, you give up on them. You have somebody 85, not giving up on. Sir, daddy is going towards 100, Abby. 100 in good health and in prosperity. We are not carrying him about. No pampers in the name of Jesus. It is how you want it that you receive it. If you want to go at 60, go. We are waiting. We are still here. If you want to live to 100, stay. But stay in good health and in prosperity. Can we lift our hands again to the Lord? Lord, we thank you for your grace released upon this church in this month. We thank you for your hand that was strong upon this church in this month. We thank you for your spirit that was doing great and mighty things in our midst this month. We give you all the glory. We thank you for good news we are hearing from our children up and down, wherever they are, abroad, in school, but in house, up, everywhere. Thank you for good news. We give you praise. We give you honor. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. There are various dimensions of the Holy Spirit. There are dimensions of the Holy Spirit that we need to understand to enjoy Him fully. There are dimensions of the Holy Spirit that we need to understand to take advantage of what the provision that God has made available for us in Him. There are the dimensions of the Holy Spirit that we need to understand for us to possess our possession. There are dimensions of the Holy Spirit for us to understand, for us to live a victorious Christian life on earth. And this morning I want us to share a kind of dimension of Him and see how far we can go. Maybe we spread it to us across the three services. Can we? So today we are talking about the seven spirits of God. Can we read Revelation chapter 1, verse 4? Revelation chapter 1, verse 4. John, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from Him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder, and before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. King James uses seven lamps, lampstands, seven lamps, which are the seven spirits of God. Revelation 4, verse 5. Revelation 4, 5. From the throne came flashes of lightning. Okay. Revelation 5, 6. And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain. The lamb has seven horns with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 4, Jesus introduced himself, the one that was and is, and the one that has the seven spirits of God. In Revelation 3:1, Jesus, writing to the church, I think of Sardis, introduced himself as the one who has the seven spirits of God. in Revelation 4, verse 5, it was introduced that there were seven lamps before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. In Revelation 5, 6, it was introduced that there was a lamb, Jesus, that has the seven horns, and he has seven eyes, and the seven eyes are the seven spirits of God. I needed to know that we have one Holy Spirit, but we have various dimensions of the Spirit. And the Bible boasts about the seven dimensions of the Holy Spirit. I will not have time. I don't want to go to the seven eyes, seven lamps explanation because of our time. Maybe next service, maybe second service, I could go to some details because of our time. But what we need to know is that there's one Holy Spirit, and that one Holy Spirit is in sevenfold. It's in seven dimensions. So we can say seven manifestations, seven revelations of the Holy Spirit, seven attributes, seven characteristics, seven natures, seven expressions, seven virtues, and seven operations of that Holy Spirit. Now let's go look at it. Isaiah 11 verses 1 to 5. Isaiah 11, 1 to 5. There shall come a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of God. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide dispute by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. Go back to verse 1 and 2. Put the two together for me. And you read in Revelation stating that Jesus is the one that has the spirit, seven spirits, and the seven eyes of God, and the seven eyes of God. But look at this. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse. If you read Matthew chapter 1 verse 5, you will know that Jesus is a descendant of Jesse. Okay, so this prophecy in Isaiah is about Jesus, that there shall come forth a shoot from a stump of Jesse, and the branch from his root shall bear fruit. And then some things will happen to him, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Put verse 2 alone on the screen for me. Can we read? Let's take it one after the other. Let's start counting. Number one, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest. What? Number one is the spirit of the number two, the spirit of number three, the spirit of number four, the spirit of number five, the spirit of number six, the spirit of the number seven, the spirit of those are the seven spirits of God in his various dimensions. Can we take them one after the other? And we are going to look at the seven today as time permits us. These are dimensions of the Holy Spirit that we need to enjoy. For some of us, the dimension we enjoy is the dimension of the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon him. Every time the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you fall down, but you go in your business. There is no wisdom. There is no understanding in school. Nothing is happening. There is no counsel. There is no might. But every time he is filled with power. There are seven dimensions and manifestations that we need to enjoy as the children of God. Put it back on verse 2 for me, please. Can we take it again? Number one. Number one, the Spirit of the Lord. Number two, Spirit of wisdom. Number three, number four, number five, number six, Number seven. Okay, let's be removing the spirit and be going straight. Number one, spirit of the Lord. Number two, wisdom. Three, four, five, six, seven. Let's go over it again. Number one, spirit of the Lord. Number two, three, four, five, six, seven. When you read the Bible, let's start with the spirit of the Lord. When you go through the Bible and you see wherever they say, and the spirit of the Lord came upon him. This is a dimension of the seven spirit of God that he is talking about. And you shall receive power when the spirit of the Lord has come upon you. The spirit of the Lord is the dimension of power of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of the Lord is the dimension of the anointing for the Holy Spirit. The spirit of the Lord is the dimension that gives you power to subdue the enemy. That gives you power to overcome the opposition. Psalm 66 verse 3. Psalm 66 verse 3. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come falling, shrinking before you. Whenever you see the spirit of the Lord mentioned in the Bible, is a dimension of the power of the Holy Spirit. Is a dimension of the Holy Spirit that subdues the devil. Is a dimension of the Holy Spirit that puts the enemy to shame. Is a dimension of the Holy Spirit that makes you to overcome the opposition. Is a dimension of the Holy Spirit that gives you boldness and gives you dominion. 2 Timothy 1:7, the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of sound mind. Acts 8:39. Let's see one dimension of, let's see the operation, one of the operation of the spirit of the Lord. And when they came out of water, Philip has just baptized an Ethiopian eunuch. And when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried away, carried Philip away. And the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. After he has ministered to the man, the Spirit of the Lord carried him. He disappeared. As he became invisible, he vamoosed or whatever. But he was there no more. And he found himself at another place. When you read the Old Testament, you will see places where they say, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon this, came upon David, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samuel, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Saul. These are the dimension of power. And the Spirit of the Lord was always coming upon judges, upon kings. After they be anointed, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon them when there is problem that needs solution. And most of the problems are problems of war. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon them and gives them victory all around. Judges 3:10. Can we quickly do that one? Or Judges 3:34. And the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he judged Israel. He went out to war, and the Lord gave Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed over Cushan Rishathaim. Fill in the gap. Judges 6:34. But the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon. And he sounded the trumpet. And the adversaries were called out to follow him. The Spirit of the Lord is a spirit of power, is a spirit of war. Is a dimension of Holy Spirit that makes us overcome. Is a dimension of Holy Spirit that gives us dominion. Is a dimension of Holy Spirit that makes us rule. Is a dimension of Holy Spirit that makes us command respect. Is a dimension of the Holy Spirit that makes you face opposition. That makes you face the problem. Is a dimension that makes you overcome. That dimension is called the Spirit of the Lord. Is that dimension of Holy Spirit that helps us when we are praying warfare prayer. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Abiodun. Can you lift your hand and say, Spirit of the Lord. Say, Spirit of the Lord, go with me this year. Can we pray? Can I hear you? Spirit of the Lord. The dimensions. I receive the dimensions of the Spirit of the Lord. I receive the dimensions of the Spirit of the Lord. I receive the dimensions of the Spirit of the Lord. I receive the dimension of the Spirit of the Lord. I receive the dimensions of the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Listen to me, attend. A timid man cannot fulfill destiny. A fearful man cannot move forward. A timid man cannot fulfill the purpose of God for his life. And therefore God sent the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God, that has a dimension of a Spirit of the Lord, a Spirit of power, of dominion, for you to overcome some things inside. Why am I blowing this grammar? There are some of you that are supposed to go and talk to somebody. There are some of you that are supposed to go and say something. There are some of you that are supposed to go and warn somebody. But you have not. You are shivering. The Spirit of the Lord is there for you this week, for you to go and fulfill that purpose in your destiny. Hello, are you here? He is the Spirit of goodness. He is with you. Do not fear. Go and do what you are supposed to do. People think it's easy for a prophet just meet the king and say, you are. Nathan told David, it is you. Elijah told them, it is you and your father's house. You think it's easy? It is the Spirit of the Lord that made them to be able to do all these things. And I ask that the dimension of the Spirit of the Lord, the dimensions of the anointing, shall be upon everybody here in the name of Jesus. Can I hear amen in the house? Are people still in this church? That is one. Number two is the Spirit of wisdom. A man that has physical power and lacks wisdom is a man that can easily be manipulated. A man that has boldness and is not wise will not know what to say at the right time, when to talk, and know when to talk. A great dimension of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom. Listen, this wisdom I'm telling you is not applied knowledge. When they ask, what is wisdom? Wisdom is applied. No, I'm not talking to you about applied knowledge. This wisdom that comes by the Spirit of God, this wisdom of the Holy Spirit, cannot be taught. It cannot be bought. It cannot be studied for. It is only divinely given by the Holy Spirit. It is only divinely given by the Holy Spirit. This Spirit of wisdom includes God's supernatural thought in you. God's supernatural intelligence made available by the Holy Spirit to you. This Spirit of wisdom is insight into deeper spiritual things that naturally you cannot know. The Spirit of wisdom. It is a wisdom of God that is found first, found and hidden in Christ, and only revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. And this dimension of the Spirit of wisdom is only made available for them that knows Christ. 1 Corinthians 1, 24 and 30. 1 Corinthians 1, 24 and 30. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Jesus Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. There are two dimensions about Jesus Christ in verse 24. Jesus is the power of God. Jesus is the wisdom of God. Some teach no display of the power of the nature of God. Some anointing, prophecy, everywhere, no teaching, both are standing on one feet. Jesus is both the power of God and the wisdom of God. The Spirit of God that we spoke about first is the power of God. The Spirit of wisdom is the wisdom of God. And Jesus is the power of God. And he is the wisdom of God. Colossians 2, 3. I love Colossians 2, 3. In whom, in Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So if you are in Christ and he lives in you, and the seven dimensions of the Holy Spirit lives in you, you have access to every treasure of wisdom and knowledge hidden in Christ. Remember last week when we were talking about the gifts of speaking in tongues, and we said when we speak in tongues, it gives us access to secret wisdom, mysteries of God, and these are the wisdom of God hidden in Christ. When we pray in tongues, it exposes us to it. The spirit of wisdom is God's intelligence, his supernatural intelligence, his supernatural thoughts in you that helps you when you want to take decision. Daniel and Joseph operated in this spirit. Genesis chapter 42 from verse 18. Genesis 41:38. And Pharaoh, an unbeliever, said to his servant, "Can we find a man like this in whom is the spirit of God?" How did he know that there is a spirit of God? How can we find a man like Timothy here in whom is the spirit of the God? Hey, there is a matter there. We are not going to take a decision until he comes. For in him there is the spirit of God. There is Chinedu there. He is the one that must have the position. For in him is the spirit of God. There is something about Chinedu. There is something about it. Did you notice that whatever he says come to pass? That is the testimony that we have. That's the testimony that you need to have. And look at what happened later. Listen to me. Some prayers will not be answered until you operate in the spirit of wisdom. Can I repeat myself? Some prayers will not be answered until you operate in the spirit of wisdom. If you need to know a typical example of what happens to a country, to a people, to a nation, to a family, when they are headed by people that lack the spirit of wisdom, come to Nigeria and just see. We are in trouble today because of the deficiency and the lack of the spirit of wisdom in our midst. If you look and look at it, next verse, please. Because he has the spirit of a God in him. Verse 39. Since God, Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you." Sir, continue. "You shall be over my house." We come to church and people pray to be over the house. People pray to be in charge, but they have not displayed one time the spirit of wisdom. And in you is the Holy Spirit of God with the dimension of the spirit of wisdom. Some are never serious. Even in important meetings, they are cracking jokes. Some are too serious. Even on break, they are frowning. You need a spirit of wisdom to act appropriately per time. Listen, the spirit of wisdom distinguishes and always elevates. Always. The Bible says, "They that are wise shall shine. They shall shine like the stars forever." It always elevates. Listen to me. When you are waiting for elevation, for lifting for long, and it has not come, check the spirit of wisdom in you. Are you operating in it? No one wants to give a fool a high position. He will put everybody in trouble. You have prayed enough. It's time to manifest and operate the spirit of wisdom that is in you already. Because of our time, I will move forward. But before I move on, let's check Proverbs 24 verse 3. "By wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established." There is something about wisdom that helps you to build and helps you to create. Maybe we'll come in the future and take the spirits one after the other so that we can spend time on it and minister dimensions of it unto you. But what you need to know today, like I've told you, no one is lifted up apart from the operation of the spirit of wisdom in his or her life. And some of the time, that wisdom looks foolish in the things of the world. Number three, the spirit of understanding. Ephesians 1:17 and 18. Let's take 17 and 18. I was supposed to read 17 while taking wisdom. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in his saints. In Ephesians 1, from verse 15 to the end, is one of the most powerful prayers written in the Bible. I've heard many people talking about praying the prayer. In fact, Bishop Oyelowo said he prayed that prayer for 44 months. And everything about his life changed. From Ephesians 1, for 44 months. I've heard people that said they prayed it for 10 years. Every day. Because it's one of the most powerful prayers in the Bible. And it has to do with understanding and wisdom. If you have power and you lack wisdom and understanding, you are just a brute force going nowhere. What is the spirit of understanding? Verse 18. Ephesians 1:18. Give it to me in New King James or King James Version. New King James or King James Version. Look at the prayer. That the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. That the eyes of your understanding will be. Can we lift our eyes and say, Lord, enlighten the eyes of my understanding. Enlighten. Open wide. The eyes of my understanding. Enlighten the eyes of my understanding. Enlighten the eyes of my understanding. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The spirit of understanding gives us right comprehension of the things of the spirit. Gives us the right of understanding of what God is saying. Gives us the right understanding of the will of God. Gives us the right understanding of the mind of God. If you have been in this church for a while and have taught maybe on prophecy or revelation, I keep saying it. See, the problem is not the revelation. The problem is not the word of God. When you have a dream, the issue is not a dream. There are three things with every knowledge, information that God gives us, whether in dream or the word of God. Number one is the revelation. That word of God. That dream itself. Number two is interpretation. Number three is application. For the word of God, for your dream, for this message I preach today, this message I preach it, if you write it down verbatim, it is the revelation. It is the word. You need to interpret it appropriately. Where the problem lies every Sunday, when we read the Bible, when we have dreams, when we hear messages, is the fact that we hear, we understand and interpret it differently. It is the interpretation that makes the difference. When you don't understand and comprehend revelation, or the sermon, or the message, or the dream, or the Bible, when you don't understand it, you can't interpret it well. And if you don't interpret it well, you will be in trouble. I've shared before a couple where the wife had a dream, and the wife misinterpreted the dream, and it almost scattered their family. Until they came to see me in the office. What dream did you have? this. What did you tell your husband? She told the husband the interpretation of the dream she had without telling the husband the dream. Tell me the dream. She told me the dream. I look at her. I look at the husband. I was almost weeping for them in the office. Powerful dream that was supposed to lead to the elevation of a family. I thank God it has been handled. They are together. That dream came to pass. The family was elevated. But the devil entered during the time of interpretation and they ran into trouble. See, if you don't have the right comprehension of what God is doing, your time in church is wasted. That is why some people will come to church and what they will discuss after is the pastor's dress. Did you see his watch? Did you see his cap? Did you see that cap? They lack understanding. Lack of comprehension of the things of God is a dilemma of the church today. And the spirit of understanding is given so that we can have the right perception and have the right discernment of the things of God. The spirit of understanding will let you know the right timing, the right season. It will make you know the right man. It will reveal to you men. Because people are not who they look like. The spirit of understanding explains people to you. You just quickly want something to give you a check. And say, hold on. They say, hold on. It say, hold on. Put a check. The spirit of understanding makes you to know what to do per time. And most of the time, it's not the normal thing people do that he asks you to do. When you want to do it, you will be ashamed sometimes and say, which kind dream be this? But the spirit of understanding has access to the timing, the season, the heart, the mind of God, and he correctly interprets situation and people to you. There was a tribe of Israel in the time of David. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, they called them the children of Issachar. They have of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. They had understanding of the time to know what to do. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding of these times to know what to do. In the name of Jesus, a stubborn person will not have the spirit, cannot operate in the spirit of understanding. The word or your word, many old people here has changed. The word of your children is not your word. If you bring up your children the way you were brought up alone, you will run into trouble. It has changed. Sometimes we think, how did we survive? You needed to go and see your uncle in Lagos. No phone. You left and you went. Some have nasty experiences. Some never had. Have you ever thought about it? How did we survive without a phone? How did you survive in school without Google? Some of us were generation that went to school when there was no Google. You think about how did you survive? In this age of Google, you are hiding information from your daughter, from your son. Sex education. I don't know how to talk about sex. Hey, she has Googled it already. She knows it better than you. You are still doing krikakaka. You know krikakaka. Sit down there. Sit down there. You are not your children's best friend. They can't talk to you. What they are doing behind you, may it not make you cry in the future. You need understanding. Times have changed. Parenting has changed. Schools have changed. We need understanding. Can we ask, oh Lord, baptize us with the dimensions of your spirit of understanding. We ask, baptize us with your dimension of the spirit of understanding. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. My time is overspent. I have only taken three. But I will not go without taking one more. The spirit of counsel. It's the dimension from which the spirit of prophecy operates. The spirit of counsel. David operated in it. Paul operated in it. Whenever David wanted to do anything, he inquires, God, shall I go? Shall I move? And then God gives him counsel. We have Christians that take decisions and carry it. And say, God, put your rubber stamp on it. Before they go to take the decision, they are thinking, full of themselves. They think they are wise. When I do this, I will do it, I will do it. I think they will stop me from doing it. I will do it. When they ask me, this is what I'm going to say. So he has planned everything he thought. She thinks she is wise, not knowing that at the end of the day, she is the most stupid person. Because he has not engaged the spirit of counsel. The Bible said, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. That decision you took, thinking you are wiser than people around you, it will soon put you in trouble. They will not be there to laugh at you, will be there to pray with you. But when you are doing it, you let nobody know. But let's go back. It's a dimension that we ask God questions, and he responds to our inquiry. Isaiah 30:21. And you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. The spirit of counsel is a dimension of a spirit of strategy. Is strategy. Give strategy. The spirit of counsel is the dimension that gives us guidance. Is our advisor. Is our consultant. The dimension when you consult the Holy Spirit for things. The spirit of counsel is our instructor. The dimension. The instructor. The spirit of counsel is the chief strategist. The spirit of counsel is the dimension from which prophecy operates for. When it comes and gives us direction, comes and gives us word. I pray for everyone here. May the counsel of the Lord not be lacking in your house. In the name of Jesus. Because of our time, lift your two hands up and say, Lord, help me to operate in the spirit of the Lord. In the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of the fear of the Lord. I operate in them. Help me to operate. Help me to operate. May my life not be lacking in the seven manifestations. May my life not be lacking in the seven dimensions of the operation of the spirit of the Lord. May my life not be lacking the seven manifestations, the seven characteristics of the seven spirits of God. May I not be lacking. May it not be lacking in my life. The spirit of the Lord. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of counsel. The spirit of might. The spirit of knowledge. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. May these dimensions not be lacking in my life. We give you glory. We give you honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Stretch your hand towards your altar. As if you are want to receive anything. The dimensions lacking in your spirit. The dimensions lacking in your life. Let the Holy Spirit graciously manifest it in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. Every dimension of the spirit of the Lord lacking in your life. May the Holy Spirit operate it in your life. In the name of Jesus. Because of the seven spirit of God, you will not be stranded. You will not be weak. The Lord will always be there making the way for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.